Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Matters of the Heart, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. The True. This is Happy Hump Day Wednesday. Today is your birthday. Happy birthday to you also. My intro song has not began yet, so I am talking for a minute. So we're discussing different topics of the heart today, entertainment and lifestyle news. Of course, yesterday I posted articles regarding love and relationships and developing, developing as a good person and also developing long-lasting love and relationships and tips. So I provided a lot of articles and research materials on the different social networking pages of mine, Facebook page and Twitter, et cetera. Feel free to call in at 714. I'm multitasking right now, so my apologies. Please do not hesitate to call in at 714-409-0614. What happened, I thought I had my description of the show up, and I didn't, so that is what I am doing right now as we speak. Here's me the song, the intro song, Riding Around by Mars Mills, usually cue to play, regardless if I have my switchboard up, and it didn't play on cue, so I'm chit-chatting with you all. I have my lemon green tea not far from me. And I hope you're enjoying whatever morning, afternoon, brunch, evening, or nighttime beverage that you have with you right now. So I am getting the description of the show out. I honestly thought I had done this on Sunday. After the conventions, I will resume back to Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday format, with special edition programs, like maybe on Sunday and also on Tuesdays and Thursdays, because the alternative days, the days not live broadcasting, are days where I can really go ahead and book the guests, which is fun, but it does a lot of behind-the-scenes work also, which it entails. So I've done that. I'll go back in. Just wanted to get this out here. Because I know some of you like to click on the link automatically, like to see, just like to be reminded of what the topic is or what the subject matter is. But every day is always entertainment and lifestyle topics, what's hot in the news. So with topics like that, you never run out of topics to talk about. And like I said before, feel free to call in at 714-409-0614 and also create a listener profile account. If you do not have one, so you can chat in the chat room, plus intermingle within the blogtalkradio.com community. So what is happening with American Idol? So will it be Nicki Minaj, Mariah Carey, and Kanye West? Will those be the be the three judges? Well, we already know Mariah is in, and pretty much I thought Nicki Minaj was in. You know, I love all three of them. Aretha Franklin definitely would be a great choice also. I think I heard on World News Now that Mariah believed that it should be like more balanced. Maybe it shouldn't be two divas, but you know, we'll see. But it. We'll see. Really. But here we go. Here's Round and Round by Mars Mills. And remember, you can call in at 714-409-0614 to talk about entertainment, lifestyle topics, what's on your mind. Tomorrow we're discussing the Democratic National Convention and a Republican National Convention, focusing on the Republican National Convention, since it is beginning on Monday, August the 27th, ending on the 30th, and the National Convention, which you all know, begins on Labor Day. And, you know, Tampa is watching out regarding the tropical storm because, you know, the city leaders and law enforcement are making sure everything is handled properly regarding security, period. But then also they're watching out regarding bad weather also. So that's something very, very important for all of us to keep our eyes on, especially those in the Tampa, Florida area. But here's Mars Mills, Round and Round. heart's meals to be loved. Since we're talking about love and relationships today, it's always matters of the heart, regardless of. And so it's back to back. Sometimes I don't play the songs back to back. But like his Facebook page, the Mars Mills Experience, so you can be exposed to more of his music and check him out also on Reverb Nation and also SoundCloud.com also.
This is the story of Daniel, who was born 2 months early. He weighed 1 pound, 7 ounces. His lungs weren't ready. His heart wasn't ready. His brain wasn't ready. At the hospital, the nurses said Daniel was a fighter, and they would do all they could to help him. The doctor said even with the best care, Daniel may never walk. He may never see. He may never learn. Daniel's parents spent night after night at the hospital, watching his every breath, holding his tiny hands, and looking for signs that he was growing stronger. At home, his parents looked around Daniel's empty nursery, at the quiet toys and the still rocker, and they hoped that one day they could sit in that rocking chair and tell this story to their very healthy son. Daniel's is just one of the more than 500,000 stories of babies born prematurely last year, but there's hope for a happy ending. The March of Dimes is funding the research and programs to stop premature birth. You can help bring more babies home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.com. Working together for stronger, healthier babies.
Tell me I got great legs. Figure out why you make me bend. Does not compute. Does not compute. You think you're special, and so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Does not compute. Must be something in the water they drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman wanna treat a man so badly? Some people think I'm kinda smart. Why must a brother stop at you before he starts? Do not compute, yeah, do not compute. Some people think I'm kinda cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It does not compute. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Must be something in the water that you is in the sea, girl I've had. Be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman want to treat a man so bad? So bad. Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this.
Love that song. Loved it then in 82, 83 with 1999 to the double album, 1999, and Love It Now. Wow, that Prince is the best. He is so awesome. Prince and the MPG. What's up? Here's the master mix. I know I've said it before. I've said it many times. Perfect workout song. Remember, that is Martin Smith, my friend on SoundCloud. So check out his other master mixes also. That's the Prince MPG master mix. Like I said before, that is a wake-up song. That is the perfect workout song. And speaking of workout, I'm shouting out to the couples out there who everybody works out, but the couples especially, who work out together, eat healthy together, and support one another in just maintaining good health and living healthy. Not necessarily losing weight together, gaining weight together, but just being healthy together. I would love to have a special guy in my life to work out with and eat healthy foods with and also splurge too, eat guilty pleasure food too, and everything. So just shout out to those of you. This is Matters of the Heart, and I'm a proponent of love. And if you work out together or support or on different schedules and support one another, go for it. You all have heard Belinda Bostic and I talk a lot about how important it is to be supportive of one another. And remember, if you haven't checked out her website recently, check out Slumber Parties by BelindaBostic.com. Hopefully she will be returning soon to talk with us about what's going on with Slumber Parties. I know they have a big training event coming up next month in Big D. So, you know, keep in touch. Friend her on Facebook also at Belinda Bostic. And thank you to those of you that have been visiting me in the chat room this morning. Had a brief, nice morning chat with a supporter and listener of the show, and now I have visitors in the chat room. So thank you for visiting the chat room, and don't be shy. You know, let's chat. Oh, and also, have you all heard Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise's divorce has been finalized? I thought it had been finalized, but it is final now. I know, but at least it looked like they're going to be successful co-parents in Surrey. I posted a video last night of Surrey sticking her tongue out at the paparazzi yesterday. Such a darling little girl. The reason it was a pause because another song was cued to start, but it is taking a minute for the song to begin. So while the song is prepping to begin, I would shout out Lewis Howes also. You all know on Fridays we talk a lot of sports, and so I've tweeted out and posted the Sports Network newsletter that literally as soon as I like it, love it. Moments in Love, Arvin Collins. If I wasn't in a loving mood, I'm in a loving mood now. That song is so awesome, so amazing, so meditative, so sexy. I love that song ever since the 80s. I need to add more to the playlist, but you know what? I love Enigma also. Definitely need to add that music to the playlist. Very meditative music. I love those songs. Love, 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 love. Wrong song. It's definitely not a song for lot right now, while we're still chilling over the art of noise, Moments in Love. Just amazing. And what I was saying, in preparation for Friday sports talk, Lewis Howes, I just if you network with me online, I know you do, on Facebook and on Twitter and LinkedIn, I have shared the current Sports Networker newsletter produced by Lewis Howes himself. And some of the featured articles this week are 3 Keys to Winning a Job in the Competitive World of Sports Biz, the Top News in Sports Biz, and also how your intro letter can kick open any door in sports, including the Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones. And also there's an article regarding the London 2012 Social Olympics. Proves Twitter is the new sports bar. NFL headsets change into digital and new sports technology wave. And also, there is a sports job interview with Sean Flynn, Senior Vice President of Marketing and Event Booking for the Miami Marlins. And that's what's included in the newsletter. So definitely check it out, because you might want to, I definitely will be elaborating on these topics shared in this newsletter on Friday, and you might also want to discuss more, talk more regarding these topics also, because pretty much newsletter is to start conversation also. Jackson, Mississippi area, we received good news yesterday that the Atlanta Braves will be playing an exhibition game next year on March the 20th in Pearl Trustmark Stadium, where the Mississippi Braves, the home of the Mississippi Braves, with all the minor league team associated with the Atlanta Braves. So we're super excited that the Atlanta Braves will be playing an exhibition game here. Also, we need to get another still exhibition game here also. I remember we had a couple of exhibition games like in the 90s NFL. But that is so awesome that Major League Baseball will be coming to the Metropolitan Jackson, Mississippi area, playing in Pearl. So pretty much, I know we're talking love today, but just want to share that info so you would know pretty much what we will be elaborating more on and talking about on Friday.
Hi, I'm Shawn Johnson, Olympic gymnast. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, but I went on to win gold. Every baby deserves that chance to grow up and shine. That's what March of Dimes is all about. Help me and the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies. To get involved or to make a gift, visit marchofdimes.com.
Hola, soy Thalía. Muchos de ustedes me conocen como actriz, cantante y artista, pero mi papel más importante es el de ser mamá. March of Dimes me ayudó con excelente información durante mi embarazo. Cada año más de 500,000 de bebés nacen muy temprano y sufren serios problemas de salud de por vida. Yo apoyo a March of Dimes porque deseo ayudar a que esto cambie. Ayude a combatir el nacimiento prematuro. Visite nacersano.org.
My name is Janice Nolan. I am Assistant Vice President for Policy and Advocacy for the American Lung Association. And I want to tell you about what you can do and what we need to do as a nation to help fight for cleaner air. We as a nation need to cut emissions, that is pollution, coming from big polluters like coal-fired power plants and ocean-going vessels. We need to fix old, dirty diesel engines to make them run cleaner. We need to strengthen the standards for ozone and for particle pollution to better protect our health. and we need to improve our decaying infrastructure of air monitors, because that's how we find out whether we have pollution problems and when we're cleaning them up. And finally, most of all, we as a nation must enforce the laws that help us improve our air. Now, to find out how your community's working with clean air, how the air in your community ranks, go to the American Lung Association State of the Air report on our website at www.lungusa.org. That's LUNGUSA.org. On that website, you can type in your zip code and find out the grade that your community gets for air pollution. While you're there, you can join our advocacy team. On our website, you can sign up for our e-advocacy to get involved and send messages to members of Congress and to the administration to urge them to take action to protect the air we all breathe.
Wow. Happy birthday. Today is your birthday. Shout out to all August babies. I'm still celebrating my birthday month. Today in history, courtesy of Associate Press and DallasNews.com newsletters. Today, August 22nd, President Bill Clinton signed welfare legislation ending guaranteed cash payments to the poor and demanding work from recipients. And also in 1485, England's King Richard III was killed in the Battle of Bosworth Field, ending the War of the Roses. And in 1846, the United States annexed New Mexico. And in 83, author, poet, critic, and wit Dorothy Parker was born in West Bend, New Jersey. And this right here is a piece of history that I like. 1902. President Theodore Roosevelt became the first U.S. chief executive to ride in an automobile in Hartford, Connecticut. And, oh, my God, I love this comedian. Actress comedian Kristen Wiig of Saturday Night Live turns 39 today. She's 39. And retired General H. Norman Schwarzkopf. Oh, I can't believe it. I said his name right. Retired General, 78 today. Morton Dean, broadcast journalist, 77. And Pro Us, Arthur, 77. Valerie Harper, actress of the Mary Tyler Moore Show and Rhoda, she's 73. Bill Parcells, NFL football coach, 71. Steve Croft, broadcast journalist, 60 Minutes, 67. Cindy Williams, oh, my God, I've been watching Laverne and Shirley on MeTV. Actress Laverne and Shirley is 65. Molitor Baseball Hall of Famer, 56. Vernon Reed, yeah, Living Color. Rock musician is 54. Regina Taylor, actress of the unit, 52. Roland Orzabal of Tears for Fears, oh my God. Rock singer, 51. Debbie Peterson, rock musician, The Bangles. Love them. Max Willander, Tennis Hall of Famer, 48. Etowah Ekanu Egbuji, how you pronounce his name? Actor Lost in Oz, 45. Ty Burrell, actor Martin Family, 45. Baseball Hall of Famer Carl Yastrzemski turned 73 years old today also. And so happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday to my on and offline friends and relatives who are celebrating birthdays this week and this weekend coming up, and also September coming up. There's a lot of birthdays everywhere. So I'm glad that you all are enjoying your birthdays.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field, staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date, wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes, beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and coworkers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Wow. Another important message from the March of Dimes. Very important. Being a mother who lost her baby soon after my baby was born in 88 in September. My son, if he was alive, he would be turning 24 in September. But I guess I was 5.5 months, and I was born already at risk pregnancy, and he was born prematurely alive, but soon died after. So the efforts of the March of Dimes are very, very important. I also want to shout out Rosie O'Donnell regarding her recent health scare. So important for us to pay attention. She did pay attention. I can't believe it. I mean, her artery 99% blocked. But thankfully, she's blessed to be here today. And it's so important for us to. That's one thing that I'm working on. I'm working on preventing a heart attack or a stroke or anything. And if it's in your family history or not, it's important for us to live healthy and pay attention to symptoms and warning signs. And thank God that Rosie paid attention to the warning signs and the symptoms. And thankfully, she paid attention to Bayer commercials also. That is very important to take an aspirin. So big shout out and prayers and hugs go out to Rosie O'Donnell and all of us for taking care of ourselves and doing the best that we can, and also looking out for our loved ones. I'm looking at a newsletter from Jennifer Moore about.com, and this is just a quickie right here on a guide to cholesterol. Having a high LDL or bad cholesterol is a risk factor for developing heart disease down the road. Although your LDL levels can be influenced by genes, they can also be increased by the type of lifestyle that you lead. Luckily, there are a few things you can do that may help you to keep your LDL, which is considered bad cholesterol levels within a healthy range. And keeping your LDL cholesterol levels within normal range can help lower your risk. There are many ways you can lower your LDL, ranging from maintaining a healthy lifestyle to taking cholesterol-lowering medications. And in the recent newsletter, she goes on to talk about alcohol effects on health and heart, smoking effects, and your cholesterol, and is there a link between exercise and cholesterol. So check out the current newsletter from about.com entitled Cholesterol. It's all about how we can work on keeping our cholesterol levels at a good stage, at a healthy stage. Here's Sixth String Woody, Daydreaming. A glimpse of love. an article written by Maria Trimarchi, 10 Steps to More Intimate Relationship. And she writes in this relationship that many relationships start out with a burst of intimacy, but how do you keep that connection so strong? And she states that at some point in your life, you may have been lucky enough to fall into an easy intimacy with a friend or partner. It can seem like a perfect relationship, full of effortlessness, effortless conversations, shared secrets, and a sense of certainty that you'll be together, either platonically or romantically, for the long haul. But not every relationship starts out with such a deep connection, and all intimate relationships manage, not all intimate relationships manage to keep that closeness going as time moves on. Relationships take work, and there are things you can do to encourage intimacy as your relationship develops, whether you're looking to reconnect with your partner or deepen the bond you already have. And she states that we have 10 suggestions for creating more intimate relationships. Less work with turning off technology. So it's important to, like, turn off the technology when working on keeping that spice in a relationship. And many of us know this, right? 10, be present when you're with your partner. Using a cell phone while driving can be dangerous, but according to a study conducted at the University of Minnesota, it may also put your family relationships at risk. So it's Rosenblatt. Here's why. Using your cell phone may seem like no big deal, but it can make you less available to your partner when you're multitasking. Driving and talking on the phone, for example, you're not focusing on the conversation and are unable to pick up on important social cues, which can lead to misunderstandings, and a partner who is left feeling emotionally isolated and hurt. You're not present with your partner. You're dividing your time between the phone, the road, and the conversation. To build and maintain intimacy, choose one thing at a time. So think about it. Does your iPhone get more attention than your partner? Do you reach for it despite the fact that you're sharing a meal with your spouse or good friend? Do you bring your BlackBerry to bed? If so, you may find that unplugging gives you more attention to devote to your relationship. Now, that is all that many of us, that is, we know this, but many of us, you know, we still do what we do and focus on other things, our phones and just other, back to what she was saying, multitasking. 9, oh, I love this one. Maintain eye contact. The eyes are the window to the soul. Yes, indeed. Or is it that the eyes are the window to intimacy? When you gaze into the eyes of your partner from across the table, you're doing more than just being attentive in the conversation. You're being intimate. Eye contact is a key component to how we socialize with other people, and it's one of the most important pieces of creating an intimate relationship, romantic or otherwise. Known as the anchoring gaze, for face-to-face, eye-to-eye communication is a subtle, nonverbal way of making yourself vulnerable to another person. Eye contact shows trust and emotional openness and also increases our feeling of being understood by another person. Again, that is a very good point also. That's tip number 9. Very important. I've always found eye contact to be important. Since I was a kid. I know I always say that, but it's true. 8, being physically affectionate. Being physically affectionate not only feels good, but also triggers our bodies to increase the amount of oxytocin produced. Oxytocin is often affectionately known as the love hormone because of that feel-good effect. It also helps to promote a monogamous romantic relationship. And physical affection isn't limited to sexual intercourse. Even small gestures like holding hands or hugging count. You know, we talk about that a lot here. PDA, pretty much, this is what I'm saying. In addition to oxytocin, that's right. Sex also increases the level of specific neuropeptide, a molecule in the brain that helps regulate areas such as learning, memory, and reward, called arginine vasopressin, AVP, which also facilitates facilitates bonding with your partner. Both substances play an important role not only in promoting intimacy between you and your partner, but also in socialization skills also. My goodness. I know my voice is vanishing. Seven, be spiritual together. Oh, yeah, most definitely. Sharing your faith, either a specific religion or general feelings of spirituality, with another person opens life in not only a secular way, but spiritually as well. A belief in a specific higher power isn't a requirement. On its own, a shared life philosophy can help build a connection to something greater. Yeah, amen to that. Research has also found correlations between some religions and the romantic relationships of their adherents. For example, according to data collected between 1991 and 2004 by General Social Survey, GSS, couples who identified themselves as Catholic or with conservative religious faith had a lower likelihood of cheating on their partner than their peers who had no particular religious affiliation, and the source is Verdict. Again, that's another good tip. The chat room is still open, and also the phone lines are still open, too. We have about 20 more minutes of broadcasting. Unless someone calls in and really want to talk some juicy talk. next is pay attention. That's number six. Being emotionally and mentally or physically intimate. With a partner begins with listening to what he or she is saying and paying attention to his or her actions. It sounds simple, but it's not. To properly pay attention, you need to tune everything else out, from your work stress and to-do list to your thoughts about what's your life for dinner. Tune out personal immediate needs and then listen. Active listening means being attentive, not thinking about what you're like to say next. Look your partner in the eye. Be silent while your partner is talking. And when you do speak, be courteous and reassuring. That's a good one, too. Now, this is really good advice. You know, some advice tips are like, okay. But these are really good tips. And really the tips that we know, but we just need to, they need to be reinforced and practiced. Five. Be emotionally available. When you aren't emotionally available to your partner, you're withholding the intimate details of your life, the very opposite of what you should be doing to build a more intimate connection. What comes along with that is decreased feeling of appreciation and value. What that specialness that comes along with an intimate relationship on your partner's behalf. After a while, that can have detrimental effects not only on the emotional intimacy, but also on sexual intimacy as well. Make it a priority to share the daily details of your life with your partner, such as what's going on in your work life, as well as your secrets. Yeah, it's fun to share your secrets with your partner, right? Sharing the feelings and dreams that are unique to you shows your vulnerability, as well as how much you trust your partner to accept the real you. And after 3 days, I tell soul, I share the remainder of the top 10 of this 10 list of building a stronger intimate relationship.
I tell soul.
I've been waiting for so long.
created me apartment to make you feel good. It's my department. What if a fantasy is an assignment? Let me kiss your face a thousand times. Let me hold your waist. So as we climb to ecstasy, you're right next to me. You know we flex so sexily. When your body just unfold on the bed sheets, sheet on the bed sheets. Please let me repeat on my bed sheets, it on bed sheets. Ah, my love, said that is so sweet.
You are my king, come on and take me. I've been waiting for so long for someone. I'm your
I'm gonna hold you every night when the sun goes down and feel your skin against my skin. While we're sleeping, gonna watch the reflection of the moonlight in your eyes. Kiss your lips and hold you tight like lovers do from dusk till dawn. When you're happy, when you're sad, when you're mad, when you're feeling bad, gonna hold you and make everything alright.
You start to lose it, disappear in the darkness. You can't see things clear. You reach for me, I'll be right here, still in love with you. When the winds of change come blowing, the love that's true,
I'm gonna hold you when you're lost and in despair. When there's age in your eyes and silver in your hair, I'm gonna be there by your side. When life's too hard to take, should you ever fall and break, I promise I will catch you.
Davey T. Hamilton, amazing, amazing country rock artist. I love his songs, love his music. Need to invite him on. I think I might have invited him. No, I hadn't invited him yet, but I love networking with him. But definitely, I need to be a guest real soon, real, real soon. He has a fun website. Again, to complete the 10 Steps to a More Intimate Relationship from Discovery Fitness. It's about life, your life, written by Maria Tramarchi. This is fun. Accept it unconditionally. It's easy to get into a relationship with the idea that you'll be able to encourage your partner to change just a little to be closer to your ideal, but that idea isn't usually realistic or very fair to you or your partner. On top of that, the little projects you have in mind, like getting your partner to get a haircut, become a fan of your favorite band, or stop wearing those awful shirts, are an obstacle to intimacy. Acceptance goes hand in hand with encouraging another person to share the most intimate details of his or herself, hopes, dreams, goals, feelings, and personal history. Your partner needs to feel confident that you accept and appreciate all those thoughts and feelings, not dismiss or make fun of them. And the same goes in reverse. Your partner should accept your thoughts and feelings, too. Of course, there are times when change is necessary and important, like if you want to become thriftier so you can save up enough to buy a house, or if you or your partner's habits are causing health problems. But even then, your work should be based on trust and acceptance rather than criticism and judgment. And we talk about that often here, don't we? Pause in a second. I need to sip a little water. And next will be number 3 of 10 Steps to a More Intimate Relationship. And don't hesitate to share. You can call in. We have about 12 more minutes of live broadcasting and can go on if you call in and really share some good stuff. 3, be supportive. In a 5-year study, researchers at the University of Iowa, South Carolina, describe 4 different types of support, what they've labeled. The first one, physical and emotional support, sharing and listening as well as hand-holding and hugging. Then esteem, offering self-esteem boosts and confidence. Informational, general advice given. Tangible, helping with additional responsibilities or problem solving. The trick is to supply the right kind and level of support as needed, and to watch out for too much informational support. No one likes to feel they're being told what to do. Everyone has a different idea of the perfect amount and type of support. So be sure to let your partner know what type and how much fits your bill, and listen to what he or she tells you about the support you provide. Now, you definitely need to listen. So now it's time for 2 and 1 to the top 10 steps to a more intimate relationship. Oh, and I definitely agree with this one, you know, honestly. To laugh together. Laugh together. Laughter is contagious. Oh, yes, it is. And when we hear it, our brain automatically wants to get in on the action. According to multiple studies, including studies at the Institute of Cognitive Neuroscience, University College London, we naturally mimic the gestures and facial expressions of those we talk to, a trait that is now also thought to include laughing. The source is from Science Daily. We laugh when we hear a funny joke. We play when we're tickled, but laughing is just an indication that we think something's funny. It is also one of the ways we bond with other people. Laughter is universal and a social lubricant. So go ahead and see the new Seth Rogen movie on date night. Not only will your laughter boost your mood, but it just might boost your bonding. And then there's a fact in the corner of this article called Laughter for Health, and it states that in 2006, researchers at Loma Linda University found that when we laugh, our bodies produce hormones that both reduce depression, better endorphins, and boost our immune system, human growth hormone. Even when we just anticipate that something would be funny, we become less stressed. Oh, my God, you know, and that's something I'm always working on, reducing stress, because, you know. But I'm always laughing. It's a time to be serious, but I love people who have a sense of humor, and I love comedians, and I think I'm rather comedic and funny myself. But participation reduces our stress hormones, cortisol, Epine, Fine, and Dopec. And that source is from Loma Linda. Okay? Last but not least, let's see what's number one. Number one on the 10 steps to a more intimate relationship, find common interests and pursue them together. The seven-year itch, the witching hour when couples are said to lose interest in their relationship, isn't necessarily a myth. According to 2001 data released by the U.S. Census Bureau, first marriages that ultimately end in divorce last an average of 8 years, with separation happening after 7 years of marriage. Source, U.S. Census Bureau. And researchers at the University of Michigan and Stony Brook University found that couples who would go on board with their relationship after 7 years together were less close to each other and less satisfied with their marriage. And that source is Science Daily. Nip the boredom bug before it bites by sharing experiences together. What common interests do you have? These experiences not only increase your closeness because you're actively engaging in an activity together, but they also give you a shared history. And if you're lucky, a few inside jokes. And you can just find out more. There's more articles at Discovery Fit and Health. It's all about life, your life. And again, I share with you 10 steps to more intimate relationships written by Maria Trimarchi, Trimarchi. Wow. Amazing. I like those tips. Those were pretty good tips. Since 2009, I've released the best hot 100 guys list. 2009, Prince was the top guy. 2010, Lil Flip was. 2011, Adam Rodriguez was. This year, I didn't do the best hot 100 guys list for 2012, but I will be unveiling before week's end best 100 hot guys list for summer of 2012 on Facebook and. I started on Facebook, and that's pretty much where I posted on Facebook. But I will be talking about it, and we'll begin unveiling the top 100 hot guys of best 100 hot guys list summer 2012. Okay, because I didn't do it just for the year, so doing it for the summer. So email me if you think you should be on this list or you think I should, someone should be added, because the list is not complete yet. And usually I start with the number one person and go down to the 100. One year it was 101. Obama was like a 101. I think that was for 2010. But I was thinking about doing the opposite this year, going backwards just like I just did that list. But I'm anticipating sharing who's on the top 10, and it's been hard. Top 10 is hard. Top 5 definitely hard. Top 3 are always hard. We're really all 100, but be sure to network with me and let me know. And hot guys, not just hot guys from being eye candy, but hot guys inside and out, beautiful on the inside and out. Usually are on this list, guys that are interact with their community, with their loved ones, and those with fans, the way they interact with their fans and or their peers, et cetera, and if they're single or not. In this list, if you're single or not, and you interact with your loved ones, your spouses, just from the inside out looking in, if I don't know you personally. But I've had requests from females to do a bachelor list, and I guess guys would like a bachelorette list, but especially from the females. I am a heterosexual woman, but for the females, they're like, hey, Bethany, I want to see a list with single guys. Also, and they do make suggestions, and they would want to know who's single and who's not. Like last Wednesday, wasn't that something? I must thank Ebony Empress and Otep for calling in last Wednesday, who also hosts Blog Talk Radio shows right here. She reversed it on me, wanted to find out where my mindset was in regards to relationships, and I've always loved the topic of dating and love and romance and just romance, period. I was born a romantic soul. I've experienced two brief unsuccessful marriages and still cannot wait to become legally single And but I wrote on Facebook this morning, even though my heart is healing, but I'm open to love. You know, I'm not romantically in love with anyone, and I'm anticipating being legally single. So excited regarding that. And but you know, she sweeps the tables on me and was talking about my life. You know, sometimes I do that getting to know me better episode, but I do get a lot of questions, and I'm very open regarding me, my life. I try not to talk about other people, loved ones, or relatives. I try to keep any focus on me when it comes to my personal life, or in some professional topic possible, because some people don't want you to talk about them or include them. But I don't mind discussing myself on air and off air or in private chat. There's a time and place to talk about certain things. Some things should be in a private forum. Some things, you know, like this right here, in a public forum. So I did love that she did ask me that question, and I definitely I like the efforts that Ebony Empress is working on, also in building the relationships between Americans and Brits also. And shout out to all of my Brit friends also, Carl Perkins, who's always posting information on my wall. And we'll be calling into the show one day soon. Maybe Friday he'll call in and we'll talk a lot of sports. He and I would like parts on Dallas. And we dreamt of being, we have our second chances, that's what we believe. And also Philly Cortez and Perry Gorton, my friends in the UK, big shout out to you all. I know it's afternoon there, and my friends in Australia and those worldwide. Thank you for your support and listening. So I just wanted to touch on that right quick, that's all, because I enjoy networking with my on- and offline friends. I've always loved to network, and then when online networking came about, I think I'm finally getting a clean to it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know you hear me, you know what I'm saying? But most definitely. But this morning show was, like, really chilled and everything, and loved it. But again, I thank you for your support. And, oh, someone's in the chat room while I'm running my mouth, concluding the show. Hi to you. Yeah, hello to you. Hi, happy Wednesday to you. Yes, I love it when you all, when my supporters drop in and chat. Real amazing. So I guess I'll play another song and a couple of PSAs. And hello, thank you all for supporting and coming into the chat room. It's been a fun broadcast this morning. Wishing for my voice to get better. It was on the right track, and I guess it's still on the right track. So glad you're having a happy Wednesday, those of you in the chat room, and everyone that's listening also. Just wishing everyone a blessed morning, afternoon, evening, and night. These different time zones are amazing to me. Here's another song by Dre Dave, Karen Sharon. But I hope you all enjoyed that top 10. I like that top 10. You know, some top 10s are like, I mean, not top 10s, but tips are like, okay. And here's Karen and Sharon. Thank you. Films people have watched since 50 Shades phenomenon. So check it out. what Karen is sharing, I love Dread Days. Next is Okie Ricky. And a shout out to all of my online friends, offline friends again, and especially my new online friends via Facebook, Pinterest, LinkedIn, MySpace. I need to follow up on my MySpace people. Twitter, etc. Big shout out to the Mork community also. Y'all visit my e-boutique at mymorkstore.com/BethanyWilliams, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y, Williams. Follow me at Pinterest, Culture Shock, K-U-L-T-R-E-S-H-O-K-B-E-T-H, and Tumblr.com, K-U-L-T-R-E-S-H-O-K-E-N-T, Beth.tumblr.com, and send your emails to cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com, KULTRESHOKENTERTAINMENT@yahoo.com. I spell it out because culture isn't spelled with a C, it's spelled with a K, and shock is spelled SHOK. Okay? Again, thank you, those in the chat room, thank you, those, remember, you can call in and listen, you don't have to speak, press 1 to speak. 714-409-0614, that's the number. Jot it down, put it in your phone, because you never know when you might find the urge to call in to express your thoughts regarding certain subjects. But again, I thank you, and here's Okie Ricky's Daydreamer.
Don't be afraid to dream
Again, thanks for your support. You've been listening to Matters of the Heart Wednesday, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Until next time, tomorrow, God bless and be good. Here's a big hug.